This is Big Girl Pants Podcast,
where we talk about women, health, power, and wealth.
Hosted by
April Melton
and Kimberly Shapiro.
We are real women with real jobs doing real life.
Join us while we showcase inspirational stories and inspirational people.
Come on, y'all. Put your big girl pants on and stay tuned.
Okay, so welcome back. Our favorite bag design ladies.
Thank you.
So the last time you guys were here, we were recording in our at-home studio.
And
it was literally the first 2 months of a pandemic, right?
Yeah.
And at that time, we did not have YouTube. So now everybody can actually see how fabulous you are.
How fabulous you are.
That was our first podcast.
It was.
That was
our very first.
I remember that.
Yes. These big girl pants will always be very special.
I was about to say, we popped your cherry.
Yeah, sure did.
Probably right into those big girl pants.
Born again.
I love it.
Well, we're glad you guys are back.
So good.
And we cannot wait to hear what's been going on. Like all of the new developments.
I know. I'm so freaking pumped.
Yeah, because you guys had just launched and then the pandemic hit. And so you're kind of at a standstill because what are you going to do? Right? Where are you going to go?
Yes.
And that is not what's happening now.
Yeah. Have an existential crisis. Yeah. Have a third life crisis.
Okay, so now you've dried the tears. Where are we now? What's going on?
Crying happily.
Yes.
Everything is, this has been, probably the past 2 months have been more momentous than the previous year. Combined. Like everything, it's just been one of those, it's like, it's that snowball we've been praying for and we're hitting the ground running and just doing everything and anything that we can. And
I love it.
Really just making it happen.
Well, and you mentioned that you guys are now in some retail stores, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about that.
Well, wait. Okay, first, hold up the business bags that you have next to you.
Yeah, we probably need to tell everybody who you are.
Yeah, we'll leave the white one on the desk because people can see that for YouTube. Great. So this is actually, for those who are listening that didn't listen to the episode before, this is the first bag that I ever saw. I met Sasha at a dinner that was a fundraising dinner for
whiskey.
She was mindlessly bored. But I saw the bag and I was like, oh my gosh, whose bag is that? Where did you get that? And she's like, it's mine. And I was like, no, but like who? She's like, no, it's mine. Like I made it.
Yeah.
Like this is mine. So we start talking and open it. I want to see the insider so people can see the inside.
What?
Oh my God, so beautiful.
Yeah.
And so she showed me the bag and she showed me everything and she was like, it's so perfect, blah, blah, blah. And describing
for
the
business.
Yeah. So for business and then
options.
Of course.
Yeah. And the two sizes.
So cute.
That's super fab.
I freaking
this
love
is the
it.
And there's like backpacks and duffel bags.
Yeah,
and now you
bags.
Guys have things that you didn't have before.
Like
you
were just visors. Like
these visors. Yes. Summer sensation.
Yeah.
No, they've been so fun. But yeah, no, we've pivoted a little bit to start what we're calling like our Frankie Ray Everyday Collection. So still, you know, being known as a luxury brand, you know, unique luxury, but fabulous, but kind of, you know, just a lower, more introductory price point for other things. And that way everyone can have a Frankie Ray.
Yeah. I love it.
Well, and you guys have, you also have keychains, you have a clutch.
Yeah.
A wallet.
We bought that clutch.
Yeah. And so like they have so many different things that you came out with a year ago. So then you come out with all of this stuff, you have all of this inventory, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the pandemic happens.
Right. Yeah.
So,
that's the right order.
Talk to us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. All of our investment was literally put on hold just like the rest of the world.
In a 30 foot trailer.
Yeah.
Great.
So then from there, so you go through 2020 and then like, did you guys gain any traction? Of course you sold some things. I remember like, and even like some of our personal friends, Cheryl's daughter, like Cheryl bought a bag for her daughter
that's
for Christmas.
Thing. Yeah, exactly.
Which is so cool.
And it's so the blessing is that the said 30 foot shipping container did arrive. So we were able to fulfill orders because, you know, it wasn't just our brand that was put on hold. You know, the entire planet came to a screeching halt.
Yeah.
So thankfully, you know, the inventory was here, so we were able to fulfill the orders that did occur. But, you know, it was really more about a grassroots awareness. And, I mean, we were producing our own content because we could hang out with each other because you weren't allowed to see anyone else.
Literally.
And, you know, really just finding a way to stay relevant, you know, given that neither of us are producers or models or photographers.
Nope.
Look at them.
They look like models to me.
Cool.
Well, thank you. We'll take it. Thank you. So in that...
Models
for what?
Yeah.
Models for free. I
think. Also, components.
You're like models. It's a large term.
Exactly.
Emphasis. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Okay, so in that time, you guys are probably figuring out, like, how do we pivot? Who do we market to?
Yeah.
What are some collaborations that we can start working on? So right. I feel like all of that work that you did maybe last year is starting to pay off now. So talk about that.
Yeah, tell us all about it.
Yeah.
Well, I still had my day job throughout the entire pandemic year. And so it was surprisingly busier than it had ever been.
Yeah.
I think it was just a moment of panic. So everyone is looking to shift mm-hmm. and how can we reorchestrate our plan and all this sort of thing. And so Sasha and I pretty much lived together throughout the year. And so I was having like a double duty of my day job. And then Sasha was, you know, full-time Frankie Ray, but we were still at the same breakfast table working. And so I'm like writing an email about digital marketing and she's like, hey, what do you think about this and that and that? And so it was almost like I'd lift up my head up for half a second and then I'd be like, you know, I'd respond and then get back to my day job. So Sasha kept everything in motion for us. So that was a really, really nice thing to have, just that relationship and that ability to know that I could trust her to do whatever we needed to do to get through the year.
Yeah, it was an all hands like on deck. There's no I mean, honestly, I'm more grateful that she was able to keep her day job.
Yeah,
you know, that would have been catastrophically worse. And so it was just the teamwork and the friendship. I think even that's the inspiration for our brand. But we really have 2020 to prove that. Yeah, that really is what did it. Because if we weren't friends and didn't love each other the way we did,
it would have been a disaster.
Yeah.
Because we were together every single day, pretty much the whole time. And, you know, and
we're
that was
divorced.
Really, no. And honestly, I think we have some of our best days ever still, you know? And, but it was a great time to reach out to the magazines, the publications, and whoever we could in terms of, you know, creating this relationship virtually, you know? And I think that that was a really, that gave us the momentum coming into 2021. These people that we had reached out to were familiar with us. I'm like, okay, hey, yeah, I remember talking to you. I remember you asking about coming into my store.
Right.
Let's go ahead and get that going now.
Yeah.
And so that's when the momentum really picked up for this year. And then it's been just one thing after the other, meeting more people. And the best part about all of it is I think a lot of people beat themselves up and took 2020 personally.
Yeah.
We're like, oh God, no one likes our stuff, you know? even though we had sales and stuff, it was still really great to have that. But now we're getting the validity that we felt like, didn't really know that we needed as much as we do.
Right.
Just that feedback from in-person interactions and seeing how the fashion world is, you know, embracing us. Yeah. And that is something that has been really, really cool. It's been really amazing.
Visor
club. Because we're like, do they care at all? You know?
Do they even like me?
Right.
Exactly. No doubt. It was just...
Well, and like for those who are listening who did not listen to the previous episode when they came on the first time, like they are way more than just friends. You guys are like soul sisters.
Yeah,
100%.
For sure.
Like even before we started recording, like Sasha adjusted Stacey's mic and she was like, here you go, just so you don't have to lean very much. Like... I mean, that's like your wife. You know what I mean? So and strengthening and developing that relationship even more only makes your business that much better. And there's no, you're authentic. Like there's no, you're not bullshitting anybody here. Like
Can't.
You guys are friends who came together and who made this badass thing.
Yeah.
And it's so funny.
It's
to
only
going
to get better.
Yeah.
Right?
Just to be like the true antithesis of, you know, everyone's like, oh, don't go into business with friends.
Your friends.
Like, what the fuck else would I want to go into business with? Like, yuck.
Yeah.
You know, there's no one else. And so it's like, we truly already have each other's best interest at heart outside of this. So why, of course, that's the only place we're going to be when it comes to, you know, the paycheck that we want to get for each other. Like we both, great. So we're like moving forward and it just seems to feed itself. It's a lot more natural than I think we realized.
Yeah.
You know, there's certainly, of course, there's, you know, kerfuffles and incidents where you just have to work things out and take a step back. But for the most part, it's, I mean, usually any I guess, disagreement is usually occurring with like, well, you don't like this design as much as I like this design.
Why can't you just like it as much as I do?
But I like this one. What about this
picture? It really
picture?
Is like the biggest, probably, like, that's our biggest conundrum most of the time.
Is talking each other into being like, you look good in this picture. And like, no, I don't. Yes, you do.
That actually is a real conversation really that turned argument. I got so upset and I was like, just let me feel ugly about the picture. Like, stop telling me I look good. I don't feel like I look great. And she's like, Stacey, I'm sorry if I think you're pretty. And I'm like, well, shut up. I look terrible.
Oh my God,
delete
you're totally it. Married. You're totally married.
I mean, that was a real fight. And I'm saying it in jest at this moment, but right. No, I was mad.
That's so funny. Like, it's 100% real. Thank you.
Right. I would never post an ugly picture of my business. Like, why would I do that?
Just let me not like it. End of story. Like, moving on.
I'm like, who does this sound like? This 100% sounds like us.
I know.
And like, so when she talks about like going into business with your friend, like that's like literally, if we could take this like national and this is all we did, like,
right.
When I couldn't think about doing it with anybody else.
Same. Yeah. I agree 100%.
Which is really nice. Yeah, is. And of course we have our disagreements too, but
yeah, sure. Well, I mean, that's humans. I mean, you're not clones.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But pretty fucking close. But yeah, I mean, that's really, I mean, thank goodness, because if this had been a business relationship with anyone else during that time.
Yeah.
I mean, and we are both already went through, you know, the emotional roller coaster that went like really low, you know, in that time. If it wasn't with her, I can't imagine. I'm fairly certain it would be like, well, we tried.
Yeah.
You know, and not
well, we gave it our best shot. We gave it a little college try. Yeah.
Right.
And we're done.
Right.
Yeah. It was more expensive than college.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a valid point.
You know, so just to not ever really lose that momentum, like I never woke up feeling like, oh shit, what have I done? Was this stupid?
Right.
Or should we have, you know, that never happened. There was sadness and discouragement and just, you know, living inside for too long. Those kinds of things, but never in a moment. I personally never felt like, oh, I should probably do something else.
Right. No regret.
One time. Love still it. Haven't.
No
and
regrets.
Now,
not even a letter.
On the flip side, now I'm like waking up at 6 in the morning without an alarm. I'm like, ah, look what I get to do. I mean,
that's
it's just so
cool.
To have so much to do and to want to do all of it. I mean, sure, there's, you know, a day like yesterday, we were excited something got rescheduled.
Oh, for sure.
Because we were tired.
Yeah.
But, you know, overall, it's like rescheduling is one thing, like not canceling.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Wishing that we hadn't agreed to do something and that sort of thing. I mean, the momentum and the motivation is real, and it's so fun to not have to fake that because
it's for work.
That's what we have. We get to do all this cool shit, and we're like, it's for work,
and
man.
We get to make money doing it too.
Yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Why. And we're like, look what we're doing today. It's for work.
That is so badass.
So fun.
So, and you started. I noticed initially. You know, because of course I follow you on social media, but I noticed initially you started working with a couple of pretty big names, and then they start posting photos with your stuff.
So tell
stuff,
me who that is. I have
your bag.
I mean, I follow you guys as well, but I'm just not as active. So tell me who that is. Like,
but also she doesn't like pop culture. She doesn't really know who people are.
Yeah, I don't know anybody.
Like, yeah.
Oh yeah,
ever.
I mean, that's, there's so many now.
Yeah, everybody's an influencer.
Like,
yeah.
Right.
So,
I feel like it's a very
crowded.
Right.
I would agree with that, but also I'm pretty much not in the know on any of that stuff.
I just don't care.
There
like,
is
I literally don't care.
An individual that recently agreed to come on our show, and she's pretty popular, I guess, and she sent me a text about it, and everyone in my office is like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this person wants to come on your show. And I'm like, I've never heard the same in my life.
Cool. Keep them humble, Grammarly.
No
keep
kidding.
Humble.
You're doing a good job.
That's how she did.
Yeah, I'm like,
good.
I don't know.
Honestly,
I'm excited,
don't change.
Though. Can't wait to hear your story.
Yeah, we're gonna be on. Yeah.
Love it. Can't wait.
I can't wait to maybe remember.
I'm sure it's
going to
be great.
Yeah.
But that's the fun thing, though, is there's been a lot of individuals that are influencers that have come on the show that I didn't know who they were, and she was super excited about
them. I mean, even just like Amanda from Dallas Girl Gang.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
I love
so cool.
The stories. I love inspirational, motivational, you know, stories about women doing really freaking cool things. So I don't need to know who they are. I get to know them when they're here.
I
so,
love that.
Yeah.
Which is even better.
But that's also a testament to them doing their job correctly, right? Because they found their way to your show, and part of their entire mission is to speak out, be, you know, empowering women on a daily basis and for them to come here and sit at this table and that's the moment that you have with them and that interaction, it doesn't matter when it happened, it happened.
It happened. Yes. That's
so
right.
I think that, you know, it's okay if you didn't know before, you know them now. And
that's right.
Again, they're doing their job.
And that's
I don't think any person that we've had on our podcast either has been like, every interaction that we've ever had with anyone who's come on this show has only been a positive interaction and a positive connection going forward.
That's so
like
great.
Like adding people really to wonderful. Our network and all of that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Maybe
even just like you guys connecting with Kaylee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, we for
we
sure.
use your podcast to hunt for new friends.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
It's working.
I love it. That is the coolest story.
Yeah.
Isn't I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yes.
So rad. So interesting how things become full circle in such a what you think is a really vast world,
right?
But then it just so gets small. Smaller and
it's
smaller.
So small.
And
it shrinks,
then
that's for sure.
It really does.
Yeah.
And so that's something that we notice every single day. And we're still surprised by connections regardless.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But it's a nice thing to look forward to feel like, oh, you know what? They're not that far out of reach, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no. that right
exactly.
there. And it's like,
they're
it's 6 degrees to Kevin Bacon, right?
Right.
Like, it's really not that far.
Kevin, if you're listening.
And Kevin.
Yeah.
Well, no, the Kevin Bacon analogy is on point.
Right. So, I mean, yeah. And so I guess to your point, someone who would have seemed, you know, totally unapproachable, you know, is now someone that we can actually call a friend and we interact with her often.
Right.
And she bought the bag. Like,
you didn't give it to her.
No.
We could not afford to pay Deandra Simmons for what she has done.
And for Shapiro, who is Deandra Simmons? So
she's one of the Real Housewives of Dallas.
Okay. Okay. But also her family is the legacy, the Simmons, like the Simmons healthcare. So Simmons, like cancer center and stuff like that. That's her family.
But she's like a businesswoman.
So a mega influencer as well, I imagine.
Right. Okay. And so our connection with her is her makeup artist, her go-to makeup artist, Ray. We actually used him and hired him for our launch campaign photo shoot. And he was just like, oh my God. And he was like, I'm a little more on you. I didn't really know who that was and, you know, watch the show or anything. And, you know, he's starting to, you know, tell us that he knows her and he's mentioning our brand to her when he's doing her face, this and that. And all of a sudden we're like, what is this? Is this a real order? Is this a prank?
Is this really happening?
And we go, and she was so gracious and so kind, and told us we went and hand delivered it.
Wow.
While Ray was doing her makeup to film her. What is
her confessional?
Yeah,
we got to go on set for the confessional.
Yeah. Oh my
filming.
God! For the Real Housewives, so and the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, they all do it where they sit in front of the screen,
in that
color, and then they talk
that's
about
the confessional.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. I have never watched any reality TV show, like I don't
I just
ever,
started.
Ever,
like ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I love it.
But it was
I don't know.
Still so
Naked
cool.
and Afraid, does that count?
Yeah.
Actually, yes. I met a guy that was on that one.
Okay.
I did.
Winning.
He was in pants.
I was about to say, was he naked?
Yeah.
Next time.
And that's massive, dude. That's massive.
Not realizing it
like,
now.
The coolest part about society today is like you have new money and old money, right?
Yeah.
They're literally, she's literally both.
Yeah.
So she's like Real Housewives of Dallas, influencer, like new wave popular.
Yeah,
but
branding
also,
her stuff.
Right. But also her family is like old money, established, old
like
Dallas
royalty.
Like, right, exactly.
Yeah.
So it's like you're getting both sides of that with
and
the
just,
person
yeah,
like that.
And when someone, I mean, yeah, we're delivering it like just saying thank you. It's so great to meet you, but you don't really ask for favors from someone, you know, it's like, thank you, you've done it. And then all of a sudden, I mean, fast forward months later and all of a sudden Stacey's call like, oh my gosh, she posted. Like, I mean, and we're like freaking out.
And that's
like,
huge.
It was big for
next
us.
Level.
Because, someone's using our bag to convey a message.
Of her brand, which is very big.
That's pretty cool.
And she felt that connection. Like it was, authentic connection. Like she works, she has her brand. I mean, it couldn't have been more of a compliment and just a testament to who we want this bag to be with.
Right.
And, you know, what that all emulates. And, you know, and then fast forward, you know, another month, she posts again. And we're like, like, I'm on vacation. Stacey's like, I don't care what you're doing. FaceTime me right now. And I'm like, oh. And it was like for the finale. And so it's just like, just to do this, just to be
that's
a nice person. And because you like our bag, like,
It's almost like when an artist, like they first hear their song on the radio and everyone's like,
oh, yes.
I don't think there's ever going to be a moment where we don't like have a fangirl moment. Like for us, we're so proud of our bags and it's our heart and soul. But when someone else sees that and feels that, it amplified. But when it's, you know, someone using it to represent who they are as well.
Yeah.
It takes on this whole new meaning for us.
You're like, this is why we did this.
Yeah.
And, and she respects the hustle. Like, she knew, like, she is a kind enough person and gracious enough to want to know. She knows what she did for us, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like, she's aware that this is a big deal, but also just to do that for people and to want to help, you know, a brand or to help us. And, you know, yes, it's great that she loves it and likes it, but quite honestly, the sale would have been enough.
Yeah.
And then just to do all of this, just because it's just that, you know, if you want to find success, help others succeed. And she just emulated that so well. And we've found that now by, you know, hunting for new friends on your podcast, and you know, those are the kinds of people that we want to meet. And it just, it comes full circle. You end up, you want to do those things
that's
for other people. And, you know, it'll, hopefully one day we'll be, you know, doing those for other people.
You will. You absolutely will. Okay, I have to take my...
Visor.
Visor because the visor and the headphones
it's
are
a lot,
not friends.
The combo. It's a lot of pressure on your noggin.
Yeah. So here, I'll just display this.
Yeah, there you go.
Eat, girl.
Shine it up a little.
No big deal. I enjoyed it while it lasted.
It was.
You're definitely going to need it when you get outside,
though.
Was it as
good for you as it was
for me?
Yes, it was. It was really nice.
So you guys mentioned stores. Like, are you in retail stores? Or, okay, so tell me about that.
Well, we'll just split it up. So we have a couple in Dallas, and so we also are online, so we've always been online.
Right.
It's our home base. Speaking of just... Well, I'll go into that in a second.
Okay.
But so Elizabeth W., who's over in Highland Park.
Okay.
She's super cool, really fun store, beautiful clothes. She's curated just an amazing collection from different designers. So it was definitely something for us that was a big deal.
Yeah, for sure.
For her to have our things mixed in with all these other beautiful things. So we're like, all right, we're one of them, you know?
Yeah.
So that was really, that was really exciting. And then I want Sasha to tell the story about Skinfinity because I think that's really cool. So, and then also Oak Meadow Ranch, who is someone, so Kristen owns Oak Meadow Ranch and she found us through the grapevine, through like social media contacts. One person posted and it just kind of snowballed into this relationship with her. And so she purchases a bag and loves it so much, invites us out to the ranch, ends up putting our bags in the gift shop. It was so fun. But the best part about the ranch is, besides Kristen and her husband, they have exotic animals, like little lemurs and kangaroos.
Oh, my gosh.
And like little kangaroos.
The kinds you can hang out with.
Yeah. And it's really fun. And we're like, okay, yeah, lemurs, kangaroos, buffalo leather, sure. So that's really fun. And it's just been such a fun relationship to just see that grow with her.
Yeah.
And she's such a supportive person. And she wants to do collaborations with us in the future. So we hopefully will get to do something really fun in
the farming
realm.
Okay.
So we've been talking about that.
Yeah.
And then you want to talk about the other
Skinfinity? Yeah. So then, and the other retail location is
in Fort Worth.
There's a place that just opened, maybe about a month ago, called The Market at Ridgely. And it's a collaborative boutique. And so she's curated it really, really. She came and sourced and found us. So she was very careful with, you know, the selection of the type of things that are there and wanting to not have too much, you know, crossover, but also fit the vibe. And it's over by like the Ridgely Country Club on Bernie Anderson.
Yeah.
Area. And so it's so fun. So we have a whole cool setup in there and we've got to meet a bunch of other really cool women that not only work there, but also have their brands present.
Right.
And so that's a really fun place to get to go. And like, you know, cause again, it's nice to see things online, but to go and like touch and feel and hold the bags and, you know,
it's way different.
There's something to be said for the in-person connection. And then our most recent retail, location. So the reason Stacey wants me to tell this story is because, so, you know, going through the tumultuous time that was last year, you know, we're like trying to manifest things and writing down your goals and, you know, vision boarding and doing all these things, right? And recently we've been so busy, and I normally am like narcoleptic. I'm like, time for bed, out, like no problems. Sometimes if there's, you know, a big day coming up, it's hard for me to like shut my brain off.
Yeah.
Like,
ah. Mm-hmm.
And my therapist was like, well, instead of running your list in your head, you know, write it down. Just write it down, and that way it's exiting and you just fall asleep. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. And it worked. I'm like, great. Now I'm falling asleep faster. So one of those nights, it was a Monday night. It was probably like 1 or 2 in the morning. I'm like, okay, I got to write my things down. Well, the little book that I had picked up and that I hadn't picked up in a while, to write out what I was, you know, trying to process and expunge, I flip over to it and I look at this list that of goals that I had written down back in October of 2020 to be accomplished by August of 2021. All three of the Frankie Ray goals were not only achieved, but two of them were surpassed.
Wow.
And one of them was to be, awesome. I mean, and at that time we were in 0 retail locations. Right. Yeah. Our goal was for 4.
Yeah.
Our meeting on Wednesday of this week that I'm reading was in our 4th retail location. As we're going there to measure the space at Skinfinity, which is like an awesome, beautiful medical spa at Lovers and like Midway, so kind of Bluffview area.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh shit, that's the number 4. Like, oh my god, that's so cool, right? I'm like, well, that's kind of neat. So I go and brush my teeth, and then I walk back, and my vision board is up, is like on the top part of my mirror above my vanity, like where I make my makeup. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna look at this a lot. And I do, and I'm like using my toothbrush, and I made this vision board like late January, early February. We've already met Kendra. She's already bought her bag. We've hung out with her. We've like, this has all already happened. We've been to Skinfinity, seen the space, all of this. The reason this is relevant is because I look up and I'm like, shut up. I used like Dallas Modern Luxury, Paper City, a bunch of like local publications to kind of, you know, to find the stores and just, you know, our pictures to make this vision board. And I look up there and clear as day, it is the Skinfinity waiting room, like on our vision board. Because I was like, this is a cool room. This looks pretty. This isn't like a home decor vision board. This is like for our brand.
Right.
I didn't have any, not a single other room is on there.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't even connect it. And I was like, this is insane.
This is like manifesting at its finest.
Yes. Yeah. In the intro to Kendra was also a completely random
meet cute.
Right. Yeah. And so it was just a happens. Like there, she was where Sasha was one day for like
a bag.
And then
and was like, I'm a Leo. Let me see inside that business bag.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Like order, you know,
talking to her
for
the first time ever, not knowing that at home above her vanity was a picture of her waiting room that we would soon be in.
Wow.
Right?
Oh my God,
crazy?
I love
That's
it.
Amazing.
And, yeah.
No, it's not crazy. It's absolutely how it happens. And I wish more people would do it.
Well, it's like, now I'm like, hell yeah, I'm going to write another list. So it's like when you have that moment of that fulfillment or recognizing that, you know, this manifesting, you know, has occurred.
Yes.
That it just makes you want to do it more.
Yeah,
and
recognize
so I can totally
it and give it the validity that it deserves for sure. Absolutely. I had years ago, I had like a 3-ring binder, like a kind of old school, right? Tabs and the whole thing. And each tab was like, I don't know, like personal and then, you know, career and at the time faith. And there was just like all these different like tabs. And then all my goals that I'd written down. So back then it was like, you know, go back to school and things like that.
Yeah.
So maybe a year and a half ago, I found that damn thing. And I mean, I'm talking, it was a good 8 to 10 years old. And I started going through it and almost everything that I had written, every single thing. I'm like, write that shit down.
Yeah.
Because even if you forget about it.
I completely forgot about it.
So did I. I absolutely forgot about it. I mean, there for a while, it was like an important thing in my life, but
yeah,
clearly I lost it because when I found it, it was like, what? And then
look
all
at me go.
Of those boxes checked. I'm like, write that shit down.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was just a wild moment. And
so Stacey
got a 2-minute long video at like 1:40 in the morning. I was like, I don't care. This is serious.
It was serious.
I have to tell you right now.
Yes, right now. On film.
I would agree.
Usually I'm
in my pajamas looking all weird. I'm like, it's not a steadily filmed movie. There was was too much of this happening, but yeah.
Not good,
man.
If you get motion sickness, okay? Yeah. Just pay attention.
Yeah, there will be so a day good. Where that footage is released.
Yeah. Honestly, like,
please,
I
no,
hope,
please,
yeah.
no, please, no, please, no.
She's like, yeah, I'm here for it. It's
Send
fine.
It out. We're I'm good. Fine looking dumb on the internet.
Yeah.
It's okay.
That's so cool. I'm so proud for you guys. I don't even want to say of you, just for you.
Thank you.
Like, it's just the coolest thing. And especially to sit here a year ago, not, I guess, over a year ago.
Yeah, over a year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was.
Can you believe
over
that?
A year ago.
It was
crazy.
So yeah.
So crazy.
Honestly, if you guys remember, I think it was at a time where we're like, do we meet in person?
Yeah, no.
I mean, we want to meet in person, but is the world going to hate us for meeting in person?
Okay. Right. Yeah.
It was kind of a weird time still.
Well, it's good that we didn't video it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, for sure.
I know.
There was no proof.
And then we get canceled.
Yeah, whatever. Good luck. Yeah.
So cancel since us. Then, so you've gotten into four retailers, and then you have like a big, almost like a inadvertent influencer, right? Someone
right.
who's actually
yes.
purchased yeah. your bag. You did, there was no like a, more of a pay it forward,
yeah.
right? And then like from here, you guys have started, so you started making the visors. I know you were making the denim shirts that had yes. like the collars.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you have the clutch, you have the keychains.
Mm-hmm. We have
Do you guys have a clutch with you?
Coming out.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
our tracksuits hopefully will be here sooner than later. There's just been some hold up with just coming out of 2020,
but hopefully soon
we'll have them for you to see.
Yes. Yeah. So that the apparel will be soon. And then, yeah, the clutch is actually our most popular selling item.
Yeah, Cheryl was wearing it at that wedding.
Yeah.
Her son's wedding,
oh.
I think. Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so
sorry,
cute.
I went away. So it's a two for one. So one, obviously, yes, your little clutch.
Yeah.
And then when you open it, you can put your phone, your lipstick in here, the zipper pocket down here for cash and cards and whatnot.
Yeah.
But also it's a jewelry roll for when you travel. So you slide your rings on here, your earrings go in, your necklace pendants drop into this. And so everything is very well
protected
and organized. And also, you're not like, oh, crap, I've been on vacation. I forget to bring a cute purse. I'm like, all right, fancy vacation, fancy dinner. Let me
literally
carry my
backpack.
All the time. All the time.
No, I don't.
That's
and
great.
We've also both almost been very late to our friend's wedding that we were in because our jewelry was in, like, you know, the little
pouches.
And it was like a spaghetti bowl noodle. Uh-huh. We're like, and that's actually how it happened. We're in
and
Cancun.
We had the same pouch.
Yeah.
So, and then we of both course. Were like going through each other. I was like, that's mine. That's what you're. Oh, and then the next thing we know, it's completely bundled together.
And you're
it's like, you know what? Just carry your jewelry.
Like,
just carry
so
it down.
That's actually
aisle.
How this was. Well, we're like, we need to make a jewelry roll, but a cool one.
Yes.
I love it.
And that way, and then it's like, it has a two for one option. So,
it's so beautiful.
Yeah, it is so beautiful. All
we
of it is so
that.
Beautiful.
Of course.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yay. So, what are the new products? Is that, that's everything? Like the new stuff from.
I think you guys have tracksuits coming out too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, those are, I mean, hopefully within the next month we'll have them. And they have, in terms of the designs, spring, summer, into fall.
Okay.
So they should work, you know, and even Christmas, you know, whatever.
Honestly, I'm going to try. I'm never not wearing it on a flight.
I know.
I'm
trying
perfect,
to act like it's
travel
like a seasonal thing, but I think
like
I can wear them anytime.
All the time.
I can wear them anytime.
I like it.
Oh, yeah.
My gosh.
You know. So
what's on our next vision board?
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
God.
Well, I did quit my day job.
Oh, congratulations.
So
that's a big deal.
That was a big one.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah. So retroactive vision board.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
When were you able to quit your day job?
About 2 months ago, I guess. Yeah. It was just getting to the point where there was so much to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sasha was really handling it all quite well considering, but it was just... one person can only do so much,
right.
especially when we're growing and we do have so many big plans.
Right.
Yeah.
There was no way that we could continue that momentum with her having to wear every single hat, you know, and me being very sparsely available, you know, so.
Well, and it's just hard for her, you know, to transition from this space of, okay, day job, this kind of work, and then all of a sudden switch gears and be, you know, full throttle Frankie Ray. Like, it's just not an easy, I mean, the mind share, you know, that occupying that much time just in your brain. I mean, that's really, that it's just not an easy thing to do. Yeah. And it's, and you know, when it's something from this side of all of it being such a creative place and yeah. our brand and being so personal, like if you're not in that right space mentally, mm-hmm. it's just hard. Yeah. And it's now it's, we work, like we got all this done together. Like that was always the intention. And it just finally presented itself to be like, okay, this makes sense. And honestly, from the day that it happened, it has gone this way.
That is so awesome.
Well, 'cause you're able to fully focused.
Yes. You're all in.
All
yeah.
your efforts are 100% right. yeah. Frankie right now.
And we were at a meeting right before I'd quit my job, and it had lasted a little bit longer than we had expected.
And you were like stressing out.
It was horrible. And I am in the elevator with Sasha and the guy that was giving us a tour of this building after we had done this interview. And I had to get out my huge Dell computer from work. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I have to get on this conference call. I'm humiliated.
She's like in a lobby, you know, of yeah. the building downstairs. Like, you know, it's just to organize and live your life the way that you're supposed to. And just, yeah. you know, you can't just not be on the conference call. But,
right.
But also, like,
hey, guys, I don't think I'm going to make
it. I don't even really.
Right. They're like, oh, okay, great. Yeah. You're fired.
Exactly. And so, but it's, you know, it's like, it wasn't worth it to me anymore
yeah.
to risk what this could be
yes.
for what I knew that was.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and if this, gosh forbid, if this didn't work out, I can go get another job.
Yeah, exactly.
But I can't just, we can't just revive this if I'm not paying yeah. attention to it and it just, you know, and it doesn't work out right. It's like, this is the time that we've got to devote to this.
Yes.
This is the time.
Yes.
And so we really just opened up our eyes and our hearts and our and I was actually I kind of closed my hands for praying. and just went for it.
I
so
love it.
Here we are.
And yep. here you are with so many cool things happening.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
I know, it's freaking amazing.
It yeah. is. It really is. So one thing at a time, and every single thing that has happened, we are so grateful for.
For
we're
sure.
like, okay, one step in the right direction. Another step. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I told you guys this last time when I see you on Rodeo Drive. Like
oh, for
that's
sure.
the caliber, and cool. that's where I see this.
We're going to change it to Rodeo Drive. Don't worry.
We're from Texas, bitches. Yeah.
Giddy up, y'all.
Yeah. Well, and how perfect is it, too, that so many people are moving here?
Yeah.
And, like, right. the more yeah. exposure you guys are getting to.
100%.
Like,
yeah, yeah. It's just like the stars are aligning.
And things are opening up more, so now you have yeah. more opportunity to be out in public and to have your merchandise
and to see
with
people.
You.
Yeah. I mean, we went to a launch party Wednesday night.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was for Nikki Lund and her, you know, fashion brand and
yep.
the launch of that at this great little spot at the market in the West Village.
Yeah.
And we walk in and people are like, oh my gosh, are y'all those girls? Like, people recognize
and you're like,
our bag.
My God.
I'm like, oh my God, is this real life? Like, oh my God. Yeah. We got interviewed and like pink carpeted. And I mean, it's just kind of nuts to be like, oh, I've seen you on the internet. And we're like, you have. Yes. It's working.
Yes.
And so, yeah, just to have that moment of everything being worthwhile and all the late nights and, you know, annoying spreadsheets and,
yeah.
you know, Zoom phone calls and all the things that you're doing, you know, just within that hustle, that moment of that reward. I mean, you're like, yes, this is it.
Love
and
it.
And it's just so important. But again, like, you know, to Stacey's point of being able to have those real person interactions, like,
yes,
that is there's just so much to be said for that
right,
compared
right.
to, you know, hoping, you know, someone taps the heart on an Instagram. Like, there's just nothing, it doesn't hit the same.
Yeah,
right. No. It just doesn't.
And speaking of the market, hopefully we'll be in there soon.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Our appearance made an impression.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Nice.
That's why you show up.
Exactly.
Yeah. Show up the best version of yourself.
And we have to sometimes convince ourselves, like, this is going to be worth it. Or, you know, just if it's like 7 o'clock at night and we're tired.
That's us at every marketing, right. every networking event ever
right.
in our lives.
Yeah. I'm like, exactly. Always.
We were yes. debating on going.
And it turned out to be the most fun, the most yeah. amazing, wonderful time.
We saw Deandra. She made it rain on our bag.
Oh my God. I
like
love
impromptu,
it.
Like
yes.
a little music video moment. And just
I love
met
it.
A bunch of other really cool people. And mm-hmm. it's just one of those things like, yeah, like you can sleep when you're dead.
Yeah,
yeah,
go,
exactly.
Go to the thing.
Seriously, exactly.
Go.
Like literally, her and I had this conversation like probably, I don't even know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. But it's like, yeah, every networking event you pull up to, you give yourself that little pep talk in the car.
Yeah, every single one.
Just get out.
Half of you
just get out of the car. Just shut the door,
so true.
Eat the cheese, and go.
Smile, like, literally.
It's true.
And they typically...
She laughed so hard her headphones came off.
Most of the time, they always pay. It doesn't matter if it's like a personal conversation.
One connection makes it pay off. One connection.
No, you're good. You didn't break it.
It's so true, though. You pull up and you're
get
like...
Get out of the car.
Just go home.
Just get out of the car.
Just go home. You have to talk
yourself
into it.
Nobody will know if I just don't go inside.
I mean, it's true.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah, 100%.
That's nuts.
Yeah,
yeah,
I love it.
It was just so...
Yeah, and you guys were recently on another podcast, Don't Call Us Pretty.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, Missy and Nicola are awesome.
Yeah.
They're and so they fun.
Did. So how did you guys get introduced to them or whatever?
Sliding in the DMs.
Get it, girl.
We invited them to our pop-up at Elizabeth W.
Yeah.
And they had come. And they'd actually they'd already known about us. So they know Katie Rogers.
Okay.
And she has one of our white business bags. Mm-hmm. So they were kind of already aware.
Oh, that's
and
mermaid about hair. Us.
Mermaid hair. Yeah. 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 And her name's Katie.
I think she was like the first big person that you guys had collabed with or whatever. Mm-hmm. Had your bag.
Personally got her bag. Yeah, yeah. We sent her a little tail mail, that she had with like a keychain and a scrunchie. So we sent her that kind of little gift.
Yeah.
And then crudely included a personal drop off with the lookbook, and she was like, "What is that?"
For sure.
And got her a business bag.
That's not crude at all.
She is business.
That's self promotion.
Yeah.
Right.
I buy my shit.
I am not shameless.
Right.
Yeah.
Mermaid hair, that girl, she invented like one of the most popular versions of tie-in hair extensions.
Oh.
And like she trains salon owners on how to do these exact type of extensions.
Okay. Yeah.
So she's like huge.
So yeah, she's a bit and she's just so fun. And so after that little that interaction, she was deciding on which one. And so once she placed and ordered her white one, Stacy and I went and delivered it to her personally.
Okay.
Had this fun little Instagram and boomerang moment and all those things. But Nicola and Katie are friends and have known each other for a long time.
Okay.
So that was kind of like the soft intro.
Yeah.
But then I was like, well, they're doing podcast stuff, neat. And so we just kind of reached out and was like, do you want to come to this little event? And they did, and we just vibed really well, and they're really fun and cool, and we went on their podcast and vibed even more, and now we've got like pool dates and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're friends.
Collecting cool new friends.
Yes.
It's working.
And their studio is in Fort Worth.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's so cool.
And so yeah, they record in there, and yeah, it's just been a fun little thing.
What did you guys talk about on their podcast? Just basically the same stuff, like where how you guys got started and your whole backstory and all that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a lot of that. And then, I mean, and it's just kind of wherever. It's funny because it's so organic.
It's the best.
They want to ask certain questions. They, they're newer friends.
Yeah.
So they haven't known each other that long, but their connection is so strong that they're doing all of these things to propel that relationship. And
I love it.
You know, plan on making more things moving forward.
Yeah.
You know, Missy actually launched a subscription box called Explore.
I made my purchase. I can't wait to explore.
It's a sexual wellness and adventure box.
Oh my God, I will check it out.
Yeah, just get one. It's really cool. And so, from like the entrepreneurial side.
Yes.
And just like the cool badass bitches side.
Yeah.
You just kind of know who you resonate with. Not that we would turn down, a podcast appearance or PR, but it's not like... Not everyone do we leave being like, will you be our friend?
Yes. We really like you. Yeah, really like you.
Yes. And so, which I think is, just a really blessed thing.
Yeah. Literally all the time.
This is Stacey's necklace. I won't be.
I used to be blessed until Sasha stole it.
I told her I'll give it back to her on her birthday. Her birthday is July 11th.
You have to wait.
Yeah.
I'll think about it. Maybe like 6 months.
It's like, that's fine. Go right ahead.
July 11th isn't that far.
It's a necklace that it says blessed, and you see it and you think of kind of the cliche, the hashtag blessed, whatever. But something about when you put it on, you're
I've worn it for 3 days in a row.
Oh, really?
You feel this,
you're like, and we're done.
You feel this connection where it's very different than seeing it visually, like on a hashtag. Now you're wearing it and you're yes.
Neat. I feel this.
Right.
This is emitting energy.
I gotta get everyone needs a blessed necklace.
I know. It's just really nice.
Yeah. Get on it.
Yes.
That is so awesome. I am so just excited for you guys too.
Same thing.
Because this is literally like the tip.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what she said.
Just don't forget the little people.
I was trying so hard to not do it. Thank you for just opening it up.
I had to.
No way. Congrats on y'all. Like, your upgrade, the studio, sponsorship.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing.
Man, there's room for us all at the top.
100%. So don't forget us when you guys are like super big. Yeah. And you have to come back.
Yeah. Likewise.
Want to. Sure. Yeah. Can't wait.
100%.
We'll invite you to Rodeo Drive.
Rodeo. We will make it. Forget it. We'll just make our own Rodeo Drive. We'll just create.
Why
one.
Not?
Absolutely.
I mean, this is Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. No, but I was going to say, like, I think that's what you said. Like, there's room for everybody at the top. I love that. I love this trend. Like, you had zero qualms reaching out to me and asking for an introduction to somebody else. And I am exactly the same way. Like, I will reach out to my friends and say, hey, will you introduce me to this person? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what I did with the person that I told you about.
Yeah.
I just reached out directly and I was like, how do I book you? How do I get you? Mm-hmm. Like, and the coolest part is, and I'll tell you guys more about this off air, but the coolest part is like the introductions that I had and the run-ins that I had before that. Mm-hmm. And I knew I was like, and this was like a manifesting thing too, because I've told you I've wanted her on for a long time. But it was like, it was like leading up to it, right? There's like little nuggets and you just like keep gathering
when
them.
When you tagged her in our post.
And then, I mean, yes.
Yeah.
Cool. But then like more and more things like, you know, the fact that I, you know, just so many things that have snowball effect, right? And then like you finally get to that point where you just gain this confidence and you're like, yeah, I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally it's like, what do I have to lose?
Nothing.
Literally
you
nothing.
You didn't have it if you didn't ask.
Exactly.
So it wasn't lost.
And it's just like,
sometimes it doesn't work out and things don't work. You know, somebody says no, but
and you're like,
thank
great.
You next.
Yeah, uh-huh. Exactly. Okay, I'll go find my other yes.
Yeah, like, neat. Yeah. I know where to go.
I'm not even going to say thank you anymore. Just next.
I love it. Yes.
Ariana, you took a light.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Also, your punctuation is great.
Right.
But it's just like more and more women are supporting each other and not tearing each other down or looking down on each other.
Yeah.
We're just supporting each other and trying to say, hey, man, I respect it. Like DeAndra, like the way she supported you guys and promoting you guys,
so
like she didn't have to do that.
No.
Not at all.
And it's like when you meet those people and you find more of those people, you're just like, these are the bitches in my tribe.
Well, and then you end up kind of putting that energy out there and it just seems to be easier to meet.
And it's infectious.
I will say, like, when I hunt on y'all's podcast for new friends, I was like, vibe with her. Okay. And those, you tend to find that energy and recognize it in other people.
Yes.
And so when you do reach out, it's a much higher success rate.
Absolutely.
Because you're like, okay, we connect, you know how to speak to them. You have something to offer. You let them know that reciprocation is important. Like we want to help people.
Yes.
You know, because people have helped us and asking questions and you don't know what you don't know, and you definitely don't know a damn thing when you start a business, because there's so much else to it that you don't realize.
You can't
especially
ignore
in this
the
capacity.
Outside environment,
right?
You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, people are really very gracious
and receptive
and kind.
I love it.
If you're that,
it's definitely surprising sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially so, I think that the women are really starting to scare the men right now.
I agree with that.
I really
We're taking
do.
Over.
They get all their bitches. There have been a couple of instances in relationships that Sasha and I have formulated with professional businessmen coming to us and being like, I want to help. How do I get in on this kind of thing?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And
because we see the potential here.
Yeah.
And
we see those dollars.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Something that, you know, we wouldn't expect a man to come, you know, if he's, you know, he's got his business, he's successful.
Right.
They are seeing the power of the female.
The impact, that's right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, you know what? I hear them loud and clear and it's valid and we are equals in this space because I see what y'all are doing. I know what it takes. And, you know, being a woman doing anything, you always feel like you're going into it having to prove something a little
bit. Oh, for
sure.
Yep.
So I think we're really doing a good job of that.
Well, even like every, so too.
Women just
collectively
in this community.
Yes.
Just the entrepreneurship and just having that support is
but
really
But even like
helping.
Fashion and design. I mean, when you think about some of the most influential designers, those are men.
Yep.
Especially
right.
handbags.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, I mean,
women's shoes, men.
Yep.
Men.
Yeah.
Louboutin, Louis Vuitton,
right.
Marc Jacobs.
Dudes.
I mean, It's yeah. all men.
It's unbelievable. Right.
Yeah.
And yes. they're like, their names are like Christian Dior, like literally on the back. yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
we have a man name, however.
led by bitches. Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Led by bitches.
Yes. We've actually started just answering to it. We're like, I'm the Frankie, you're the Ray. Okay, great. Like, they don't necessarily need to know our names. We'll answer.
Also, it's a Frankie with an I, so you just yeah. never know.
That's right.
yeah. yeah. But yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
I'm,
too.
I am 100% here for it, and I'm so excited for you guys. Thank I can't wait to see so where much. This goes.
Thank you.
Of course.
Same, same.
And, 100%, any introductions that we can make or collaborations that we think would be awesome, I will absolutely do
yes.
that.
Yes.
That's for
vice
sure.
Versa.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. No, there's.
Oh. Love you guys.
Bye.
They're like, and we're done, and that's it.
I was unplugged.
So, right. wow. So you guys are doing this full time, both of you.
Yes.
That's man, so cool. I love it.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants to find you,
how
where
do
we
find
you?
You can find us on Instagram at Frankie with an I, F-R-A-N-K-I dot R-A-Y, Ray, or our website, which is frankieray.com,
okay.
As well as local stores within Dallas, Fort Worth, and so Skinfinity, yeah. Elizabeth W., Oak Meadow Ranch.
Or email us on the website.
The Market Richly.
Yeah. Hang out.
Yes, yeah. yeah.
Reach
and
out.
That's
we
what I was
going
to ask too. Like, yes. do you have any events coming up or any like stuff happening? Pop up shops. Like,
we're going to be at the grand opening. So the Skinfinity, she's been in business for several years, but she moved to a new location and is kind of relaunching cool. that space.
Okay,
And that's what next. Wednesday.
And if you guys have a promotion on Instagram for that, we'll yeah. share that.
Neat. Yes, yeah. we will.
Cool. Yeah, sure.
we will make it.
Put that
yeah.
up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That cool. and then really I think just kind of living the dream and seeing what's happening. We're going to be
hustling.
In Austin
yeah.
In September with the Pop Spot, which is, a pop-up type
yeah.
event.
Yeah.
And then the summer just like doing all the things. Mostly it's been photo shoots and podcasts has really been so awesome because it really is just a great way to get out there, tell
yeah.
the story,
yeah.
meet new people.
And if somebody wants to have you
goes.
On the podcast, do they just reach out to your DMs? Or
yes.
okay.
Yeah, like on Instagram is great.
Okay.
I think that's probably the fastest way
yeah.
to reach us.
Yeah. Cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thanks again,
thank
guys.
Thank you both
thanks
so
for coming
much.
Back.
Thanks, y'all.
Come back.
So excited.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, and everybody will have on this episode, just so you know, I know we had like the bags and stuff on display, uh-huh. but we're going to integrate the yeah, photos yeah. of this stuff into
cool.
your own photos. So,
yes.
yeah.
Very cool.
Neat. Thanks.
Yeah. What is this?
Surprise.
Oh,
love
my
y'all.
Gosh.
Are you serious?
oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
It's our anniversary.
Can we open,
can we open it right
yeah?
now?
Nope. You just
no.
get the box.
It's empty.
I mean, I would be happy just to have this box. Can I just put the box
what?
On display?
Yeah. We hope you do.
Oh, my God. The packaging is so beautiful.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even
oh
know
my
what
gosh.
To say. I'm so excited right now.
You're going to need an extra one because you're going to be so rich.
Oh my gosh. I am blown
you.
Away.
No,
you guys
are just.
Oh my gosh. Thank you
for all the cameras.
I'm literally losing my shit right now. Do you guys see this?
I feel
do you
very
see this?
Special.
In my shot.
You are.
Right.
You are special.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You. Seriously, thank
I
you.
Yeah, they, people it's compliment. The wallet more than like whenever you get it out of my when I pull it out of the purse
well, the
or whatever
is the most
yeah.
used thing
right and so yeah. it's kind of you get these interactions with people that you wouldn't normally have otherwise
because yeah.
I'm not taking my business bag to the grocery store
right
yeah.
I'm not taking it into CVS with
right.
me right
so then taking in the wallet whatever it's like
yeah.
oh I love your wallet I'm like thanks
like smells
no,
amazing
yeah,
no one can compliment
it's
scented I think
gives
it something
like
extra
yeah
yeah Also going to manifest that.
definitely manifesting yeah. that.
We're
Thank
actually
you.
Working on custom, more custom Oops. Scents for our, because Sasha and I mixed some
we have
solutions together to try to come up with our own scent.
Yeah.
But we're working on professional scents.
Yeah.
Ah.
Again, back to that do-it-yourself grassroots moment, making your
we're
own
We're really
fragrance.
Good at that.
Yeah.
We're the best
yeah.
at that.
Yeah. So,
essential oils in a
yeah.
spritz bottle.
Maybe you'll be able to purchase it
yeah.
soon.
We
I don't know.
Make.
Right
oh
now,
my
it's,
God,
it's
I love
we're
it.
Working on a more
experiential
oh my God,
package.
I cannot
yeah.
believe it. I
yeah.
hope you know that I'm going to have this wallet for like forever.
Oh, me too.
Like, I'm literally
Same.
Never going to have this wallet.
Well, and they know this is good advertising too because we'll pull it out and we're like, uh-huh.
I will literally take it
everywhere.
Are you kidding?
Yay.
Yeah, thank you guys
we love
so
you guys.
Much.
Thank
you
all
so much.
Thanks for having us on twice.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully we'll do it again next year.
You are our first podcast and our first second appearance on the same podcast.
We love being the first.
This is amazing.
Love
it. It's just the best. Yeah, yes. It's like those
things.
This is awesome.
I know. I'm just so happy. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
We love you.
Okay,
so
thank you.
So Frankie Ray, find you on Instagram. Yes. Find you on your website, frankieray.com. And yeah, if anybody has any questions or anything, feel free to reach out to me, reach out to them. We'll forward you. Right. If anybody is interested in booking them on your podcast, anybody who watches this, et cetera, feel free to reach out to them. We definitely want to promote you guys.
100% yes.
Always.
Yes. Yeah, thanks. For sure.
And if you want to find us or leave us a review, you can find us at biggirlpantspod.com. And if you have any questions, feel free to send us an email at biggirlpantspod@gmail.com.
Please do.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.